Yael, we've been working such long hours lately here at the station that my wife is threatening to jam our broadcast if I don't start coming home earlier.
Wow, Don, that's pretty extreme. Not to mention illegal. You think she's serious?
Well, yesterday I found a receipt for a transmitter. Is that bad?
Uh-oh. You know how a radio broadcast works, right?
I know that every broadcast has a characteristic frequency that's based on how many million times per second the sound wave oscillates. So when you tune your radio to your public radio station, you're actually setting your radio so that it picks up the signal at that designated frequency.
Exactly. So to jam a radio broadcast, all you need to do is radiate a signal at the same frequency as the broadcast you're trying to jam. The key, though, is that the jamming signal has to be stronger than the signal you're trying to jam so that your radio picks that one up first.
And that's all there is to it? That doesn't sound very difficult.
Not if you know the broadcast frequency and have access to a powerful transmitter. On the other hand, it's much harder to jam a broadcast that's being transmitted on different frequencies or using several signals. This is known as spread spectrum broadcasting, and it's used by the military and by wireless phone and data networks.
Well then, I guess I really should go home early tonight and see if I can talk my wife into returning that transmitter. For the sake of our listeners, you know.
Don, are you sure this isn't just an excuse?
No. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Tex Tillery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Denit Brown with help from John Carini in physics. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.